Everything is fine, okay? Just give me a minute and I'll explain everything, I promise. I paused, surprised that she hadn't interrupted me yet. Mom? Be very careful not to say anything until I tell you to. The voice I heard now was as unfamiliar as it was unexpected. It was a man's tenor voice, a very pleasant generic voice, the kind of voice that you heard in the background of luxury car commercials. He spoke very quickly. Now, I don't need to hurt your mother, so please do exactly as I say and she'll be fine. He paused for a minute while I listened in mute horror. That's very good, he congratulated. Now repeat after me and do try to sound natural. Please say, no, Mom, stay where you are. No, Mom, stay where you are. My voice was barely more than a whisper. I can see this is going to be difficult. The voice was amused, still light and friendly. Why don't you walk into another room now so your face doesn't ruin everything? There's no reason for your mother to suffer. As you're walking, please say, Mom, please listen to me. Say it now. Mom, please listen to me, my voice pleaded. I walked very slowly to the bedroom, feeling Alice's worried stare on my back. I shut the door behind me, trying to think clearly through the terror that gripped my brain. There now, are you alone? Just answer yes or no. Yes. But they can still hear you, I'm sure. Yes. All right then, the agreeable voice continued. Say, Mom, trust me. Mom, trust me. This worked out rather better than I expected. I was prepared to wait, but your mother arrived ahead of schedule. It's easier this way, isn't it? Less suspense, less anxiety for you. I waited.